Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the funding crisis facing some Ohio schools. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Five Ohio public school districts are under state fiscal oversight. That means they're either in a financial crisis or on the brink of one. Mount Healthy City Schools outside of Cincinnati was placed in a fiscal emergency last year. Zach Carrion, with member station WVXU, spent a week inside their classrooms to find out how steep cuts have affected the schools already and how other districts are preparing for the worst.
Mistakes were made at Mount Healthy. Just over a year ago, the school district's newly hired treasurer discovered accounting errors by her predecessor that meant the school would run out of money within a few years. The state auditor uncovered more mistakes, and suddenly, Mount Healthy found itself deep in the red. It took a nearly $11 million loan from the state just to stay afloat. Now, it has to pay that money back and find its way back into the black. Many within the school district say that's going to be close to impossible. Like most of the teachers in the school district these days, Patty Kinzer's schedule is tight. She's taught high school math in the district for two decades, and even during her free period, students steadily flow into her classroom with questions.
Start at zero and go up to 80. So I don't know if you want to count by fives.
About 100 full-time employees were laid off last year, doubling her number of students.
This year I have 180. In five classes. All of my classes are over 30. Most of them are closer to 35.
The financial troubles are no secret here. Senior DeShayla Wardlaw and her classmates say they don't know every detail, but they know the school's broke. Students have to pay to play sports this year, so some in the high poverty district are sitting out. And graduation was downsized, so students can invite fewer family members.
It sucks. It sucks bad because like this, I worked really hard, I think, and I want them to be able to see that, but they can't.
There are likely more cuts to come. Mount Healthy is considering reducing school security and cutting substitutes at the middle and high school levels entirely. Even if Mount Healthy's proposed levy passes in May, it won't be enough to get them out of the hole. The administration is hoping the state will help. Bill Blessing, a Republican state senator whose district includes Mount Healthy, introduced a bill in late 2024. It would have changed the school district's nearly $11 million loan into a grant, essentially forgiving the loan and clearing a path to solvency. But it didn't get off the ground.
We have found that there's been some general hesitancy towards doing this. And their reasoning is, well, there is a certain degree of moral hazard to a bailout.
Blessing says that hesitancy comes from legislators, as well as the Department of Education and Workforce and the auditor. But Blessing says it's likely the district's only way out of the financial hole, so he plans to reintroduce the bill.
At some point, you know, you have to recognize that the district either can or cannot pay this over time, and it's negatively impacting public education.
Even without Mount Healthy's challenges, other districts are facing similar struggles. Springfield Local Schools in Akron has been under fiscal watch for nearly 4 years, and Trimble Local Schools, a small rural district in Athens County, was placed under fiscal watch in January after spending more money than it had. Trimble's superintendent says before long, it'll likely turn into a fiscal emergency. And the situation could get worse under Ohio's next two-year budget. Public schools across the state, from Cincinnati to Columbus to Cleveland, are bracing for cuts to their funding. Early analysis of Governor DeWine's proposed budget bill shows it could end up cutting more than $100 million from traditional public schools, while putting more money towards programs for private and charter schools.
If this were just Mount Healthy, that's one thing, but what happens when you start seeing more and more districts in this predicament?
Blessing says a solution to the school funding issue will have to start at the state level. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zach Carrion.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.